Well, a new survey shows retail sales grew nearly 11% in July. That survey, MasterCard's Spending Pulse study, marked the 11th consecutive month of growth, pointing to the fact that much of that was fueled by the child tax credit. Let's bring in Steve Sadove. He is MasterCard's senior advisor and former Saks chairman and CEO. Steve, this is an interesting one because we have been talking a lot about the bump that these checks that went out through the child tax credit are likely to give families. May not seem like a significant amount if we're talking $150 to $200, but where are we seeing the spending growth on the back of that?
Well, thanks, Kiko, for having me. And, you know, what we're seeing in the MasterCard Spending Pulse data is that the consumer is healthy. They're spending. The 10.9% growth versus year ago, ex auto and gas, and that's across all forms of spending, shows that we have this momentum behind the consumer. And the child tax credit really did help. It came out in the middle of the month. You saw an immediate impact. You saw a bump during the weekends. And what you found is that they're spending on all different kinds of categories, but you saw a really nice bump in apparel, department stores. The consumer is back, brick and mortar. They're spending in the stores. 82% of spending was in the stores, and it grew 15% versus year ago. And it's above pre-pandemic levels. So when we were talking about, will the consumers go back in a store? They're back in the store spending above pre-pandemic levels. And they're shopping for all different kinds of categories.
Yeah, that's the surprising thing to me. I mean, when you compare versus 2020, obviously, maybe not surprising to see restaurants up 61%. But when you compare pre-pandemic, 2019, up 30%. And so I wonder, you know, when you kind of dig into these categories, how much of that is kind of pent-up demand playing out here? And how much more you see spending holding up when it comes to maybe some things that you don't think about having longer legs in terms of bounce back? You can only buy so many clothes, I guess, is the point that I'm putting out there for the apparel sector, seeing a big...
Well, you know, I think that you're seeing a very strong consumer, and apparel had been hit really hard during the pandemic. I found it impressive as heck that you're plus 10% versus 2 years ago on the apparel. You're right. You really can't look at versus year ago because we were so depressed. But when you have apparel up 10% versus 2 years ago, department stores up 7% versus 2 years ago. If I look at electronics, so back to school being driven also by electronics, you're up 19% versus year ago, but you're up 12% versus 2 years ago. It just demonstrates the breadth of the strength of the consumer. Part of it's pent up demand. We have a better savings rate. The child tax credit is clearly helping on the margin, and the consumers are responding. But the consumer is feeling pretty healthy right now. And restaurants is really interesting. Part of it is a little bit of capacity increase as outdoor dining increased. It opened up a little more capacity for restaurants. And the consumer, who obviously wants to get back out again, is out there spending. And 30% versus 2 years ago is really, really impressive.
Steve, how do you think cost inflation is likely to weigh on some of those numbers? And the data we're talking about is in the month of July, but we've heard throughout the earnings season of companies saying that they are really just, in some cases, several weeks, several months away from having to raise prices because of rising costs on their end.
Yeah, I think that the inflation story is a real one, that it's going to play out as we go into the fall season. Supply chain costs, labor costs are an issue. Whether or not it's going to be able to pass through to the consumer on a margin or on a dollar basis, these are the issues that we have to look at over the next several months. I think that right now, you know, the MasterCard spending data is projecting a healthy consumer environment for back to school and for the holiday season. We're in an environment where supply chains is limiting the supply of product. Right now, you're seeing a limited amount of product availability, which means that discounting is probably not going to be as much as you've seen in the past. You're going to see the normal 25, 30% off, but you're not going to see fire sales of product because there isn't as much product available, which says that it's going to be an early season. It's going to be the retailers are going to have a lot more power in the sense of either pricing power or the ability to, because of limited supply of product, to have more of a demand more than supply. And so I think that this inflation variable is going to be a little bit more of passing through some of these cost increases. things like shipping costs, containers are quadruple, quintuple the cost that they've been in the past. Yesterday, I was talking to someone who's telling me that it's $3 or $4 on a pair of shoes in terms of just the shipping costs. So you're going to see labor cost increases, shipping costs, they're going to result in product cost increases. And some of that's going to be passed on as we go into the holiday season.
Steve Sato, MasterCard Senior Advisor and former Saks Chairman and CEO. It's always great to have you on the show. Have a good weekend.